73.
Yeah, thank you, Randy, and thank you for the email about the your field day. I may not be there in person, but I'm with you in other ways. VE3 IFC is clear.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Likewise here. 73s, VE5RJM will be clear.
This is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa Mobile monitoring and standing by.
VE1EP mobile. This is VA3HRY. I thought I'd respond to you. I'm about to make myself an espresso, but I'll say good morning. How's it going, Emil?
Yeah, very good, Henry. Your audio seems to be quite low in the mobile here. Could be just where I'm at, though. Over.
Well, I haven't changed anything. Maybe I should get a little closer to the mic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Much better there, Henry. I was just over in Dartmouth there talking to the talked to my technical crew. Just on my way back there, I got to get to the hobby farm before the wife catches me away from there. Over.
Yeah. Get yourself into some trouble. By the way, when you identify as mobile, is that pronounced mobile, mobile, or mobile? Which one is it?
I'm in the vehicle. I always call mobile.
Yeah, Emil, you know I'm just joking. It doesn't matter how you pronounce it, you know. You know my sense of humor. Sometimes it can be a little dry. But anyway, nice talking to you. I want to get back to the kitchen and get this fine cup of two cups. I make a double espresso of coffee. VE1EP, Mobile, VA3HLI73.
RJM, DE5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot.
Hello, Tim. Good morning there to you there. VE5 Tango Bravo Foxtrot, VE5 RJM. Did you find that email from me there? Over.
Good night, and I didn't look back far enough in my other email to... I'm almost certain you did send me something there, but it was in my other email, and I didn't look back far enough the other night to get a little bleary-eyed already at that point of the day.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll send you another one this morning there then for you. That way it'll save you time looking back there. So, what's your new email? Is it good on QRZ? Over.
New email that I set up for my hand stuff and that is ve5tbf1@gmail.com.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I remember that email, miraculously enough. Fine business. I'll send that to you this morning there, if I get a moment here before I head out to the field day site there. How's the weather over there in Saskatoon? Over.
It's in London, but it's quite sunny enough.
Yeah, I can tell that you're maybe just getting out of range of the repeater there or something, but I copied that, fine business. So, it's overcast here a little bit, a few clouds in the sky, but the sun is shining, so I'm going to go with, it's going to be a good day here today, so... maybe not so much tomorrow, but today we'll take what it comes. Over.
If I cut you off or not, but I'm saying that we've got some clouds here, but mostly it's sunny or not, and it's not supposed to rain now, maybe till sometime tomorrow around here, too.
Yeah, it showed Saskatoon going to get hit there, and so is Regina. Here, on the other side, it's changed somewhat, the forecast, so it's looking a little bit more positive than it was yesterday there. Over.
Had a bit of a break for the field day. Got a question for you. What do you know about dipole antennas?
Well, you stick them up in the air and they work there. Over.
Going here, we're not is using a couple of different length dipoles, using one pole to raise everything up. The operation much, or does it matter?
Yeah, you broke it up there a little bit there. I'm not sure what the question was there, but no, they work very good. Are we talking in regards to wire antennas, I take it? Since you say you got a couple of different lengths, go ahead.
Looking at, like a 10 and 12 meter, maybe even a 20 meter, but... I'm also 20.
Yeah, you're breaking up there quite a bit there. I'm not sure what's, I'm taking it's your location there. Over.